AircheckDownloads.com. American Top 40. We're counting down the week's hottest hits. And since we're saying hello to seven new songs this week, we have to say goodbye to these seven. Open Your Heart by Madonna, Skin Trade by Duran Duran, We Connect by Stacey Q, At This Moment by Billy Vera and the Beaters, Love You Down by Ready for the World, Touch Me by Samantha Fox, and Ballerina Girl by Lionel Richie. Those seven songs slip out of the survey. Now, here's another of the debut records. The latest hit by Cyndi Lauper. She's remade a Marvin Gaye classic from the 1970s. Cyndi comes in at number 39 with What's Going On. What's Going On? Cyndi Lauper debuting at number 39. Cyndi's remade a song that Marvin Gaye took to number 2 back in 1971. On American Top 40, I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to a new hit song by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. The song is called Light of Day, a song written by Bruce Springsteen as compensation for something he took without permission. Here's the story told by Hollywood screenwriter and director Paul Schrader. Schrader had written the movie Taxi Driver and directed American Gigolo. He told magazine writer Paul Freeman, "In 1981, I wrote a script which was originally titled Born in the USA. I wanted Bruce Springsteen to do the music, so I went to New Jersey, talked to him, and gave him the script. But he decided he didn't want to be involved." Well, Paul Schrader says that the film project fell through. Couple of years later, he was in Japan working on another picture when what should he see in a record store but an album called Born in the USA. He bought it, read the liner notes, and found that Bruce Springsteen had thanked him in the album credits. Well, when Schrader came back to America, Bruce called him up. They had dinner. Bruce apologized for not telling Paul that he had taken the title. He offered the title song to Schrader for his next movie, the same movie that was supposed to be called Born in the USA. Schrader said, "I can't use it. It's too identified with you." Bruce said, "Let me write you a new song." Paul Schrader says, "I don't think there was ever any paper passed between us. He was a real mensch. It's always surprising in this business when you stumble on a person of integrity." End of quote. Here's the end of the story. Here's the song that Bruce wrote in exchange for using the title Born in the USA. It debuts at number 38, and it's from the Paul Schrader movie Light of Day. Here are the Barbusters, actually Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, along with TV star Michael J. Fox, also playing guitar. Here's Light of Day. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts coming in at number 38 with Light of Day, the title song from the movie Joan co-stars in with Michael J. Fox. The record's label credit goes to the band in that movie called the Barbusters, but the label also has a subtitle which lets you know it's really Joan Jett and the Blackhearts who did it along with Michael J. Fox. And the countdown continues. We're on our way to the number one song in the USA. We have 11 acts in our survey this week with their first top 40 hits. The first on the chart for a new English band called The Cutting Crew is I Just Died in Your Arms. They debut at number 37, The Cutting Crew. Just Died in Your Arms. First hit by The Cutting Crew, a new band from England, coming in at number 37. Welcome to the countdown. Well, a listener moved by the true spirit of trivia sends in this question. How many hits have named their own peak positions in song titles? Quite a few have, including seven number one songs. All seven of them had one in their titles. Details coming up. The hits from Coast to Coast.
AircheckDownloads.com.